We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ray, Brandon Ayuk. What the hell is going on with Brandon Ayuk? Akash Anavaranthian. Boy, I hope I got his name right. It's a great name. Who covers the 49ers. He had something today that was a little bit of an eye-opener when we talked about how frozen out Brandon Ayuk really finds himself from this team's game plans. The biggest problem, writes Akash, isn't the lack of separation that he's getting downfield. It's the fact that he doesn't have a single target this season, Brandon Ayuk, at or behind the line of scrimmage. And when you think about how much of this year's game plan has come at or behind the line of scrimmage, that's something else. And then when you compound it with the fact that he was really good in terms of being a yak player, yards after catch last year in his rookie year, for Kyle to not manufacture touches to that guy is the ultimate sign that they have given up on him. I mean, we are drifting with some public comments that we've heard from John Lynch this week into Dante Pettis territory, where we're going to ask you to return punts and maybe very little else will be asked of you. And then maybe they'll even stop doing that.
The Lynch comments are compelling because that's basically what he and Kyle Shanahan have concluded about Brandon Ayuk. And if you read between the lines, you have a pretty good sense that they think he's not as hungry as he ought to be, that he's not, you know, that he's not as engaged as he ought to be.
Like Mohamed Sanu's hungrier? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. I'm just saying that they're looking at Brandon Ayuk as somebody who has profoundly disappointed them because it's not just targets. It's plays from scrimmage. It's just they are not getting what they got from him a year ago, and it's not injuries that are doing it. It's not that Jimmy Garoppolo's freezing him out. I mean, the fact that he's not running any routes that Garoppolo favors suggests, at least to me, and I'm no expert, that they're really down on him and that he's got to change any number of things about what he does for them to have faith in him again. I don't think Kyle Shanahan forgot that he could do things. And if John Lynch is willing to say things out loud about him that suggests that he's not, you know, he's not the wide receiver that they saw a year ago, I think it's not about talent. And I think it's about they don't like what he's bringing this year. And I can't be any more specific than that because I'm at zero practices. But just based on the way they're using him and not using him, and now the way they're talking about him, it may not be Dante Pettis territory yet, but he can see it from where he's standing.
Look, it's either to not manufacture a single touch for this guy. It's either completely inexcusable or it's completely intentional. And either way, it's an admission that part of you doesn't know what you're doing. The 49ers coaching staff, the front office, might not be the geniuses that we have certainly, you know, built them to be, that we have seen other respected NFL entities build them to be. Like, you either got a player problem that you created by selecting him because you thought he was going to be the perfect perfect player in your offense, so that's why you traded up for him. So you either created this problem by not knowing which aisle to shop in the first place, or you've created this problem by coaching him out of being a good player. Because when he was a rookie and it was all instincts and guile and whatever the hell a rookie needs to bring out on the field with him before he knows everything about an offense, he was good. He wasn't just a little good. He was in the Niners record book good for a rookie. Very good. And so basically, Kyle is either saying we didn't pick the right player to begin with, or we picked a player who was really good until we got our hands on him. You know, the conclusion is that he was a very good player until we started to asking, until we demanded more of him. Well, then demand less, because when you asked him to do less, he was fantastic.
I think at some point, though, it can't just be that the coach has turned on a guy. Maybe Ayuk's practice habits are poor. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't believe that Kyle Shanahan has suddenly just turned on him for no reason.
Oh,
I don't. There's got to be somewhere where this leads. And the fact that they're not using him, and that John Lynch is dropping hints like anvils from the sky, suggests that they're profoundly dissatisfied with him. And I think in football, it's not incumbent upon the coach to figure out how to fix you. Maybe sometimes, unless you're an elite player, it's incumbent upon you to figure out what they want and provide it for them. I mean, Brandon Ayuk was a nice little piece on a team that went 6-10. And I don't think they stopped coaching him. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. There's no benefit to Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch by just saying, okay, we've had enough of him. They're seeing things in him they don't like, and they haven't been fixed yet. And I wouldn't call this necessarily a coaching failure. It might be a playing failure.
It might be, but look, all I know is that there's no room to be picky anymore. If you're involved with the 49ers, there's just no room to be picky. Like, well, he had a bad practice on Wednesday, so we're not going to get him involved on a Sunday. Sunday's all that matters. You can take your practice reps and stick them where the sun don't shine.
Yeah, but serious. This is 6 weeks of this, plus a training camp. I mean, this isn't suddenly they fell off him. This has been ongoing through the year. So to ask the question is to demand several answers. Is it coaching? I tend to doubt it. Is it the player? I'm kind of leaning that way. I mean, there's no value in the 49ers simply going, we've had enough. I mean, it's another example
of Kyle Shanahan, the general manager, being a failure.
Maybe. Or maybe Brandon Ayuk deciding he'd already made it and stopped working as hard as he did the first year. I don't know. I mean, again, without practice access, you know, you're forced to judge based on usage and comments. And the John Lynch comments were pretty damning. And they were sort of along the lines of where they were with Dante Pettis before the end. I mean, that's the thing. That's the red hair. That's the red light for me. It's if you're mad enough at a guy to basically call him out in public, which is something they never do, then that's where I think I would look.
Here's the thing. Then trade him. Then trade him. If you can't use him, don't devalue him to the point where no one's going to want him. I mean,
maybe that comes next. I mean, I'm just trying to follow some sort of logical train here. And if he was as valuable as he was a year ago, he wouldn't be used this way. And if he was as engaged as he was a year ago, John Lynch wouldn't be talking about him the way he did. I think this is, you know, unless somebody can show me a reason why it works for the 49ers not to use this guy, I'm thinking it might be the guy.
Here's the thing. You got yourself a losing streak without using him. So why don't you try to use him? I mean, that's the thing. Like,
it's
the Niners do not get to play this if you're not doing it the Patriots way, it's you can't do it. There is no Niners way of doing anything. Or whatever that is, it has resulted in one winning season on the Kyle Shanahan timeline.
Well, unless you're ready to fire Kyle Shanahan right now and do this on the altar of Brandon Ayuk's lack of usage, then you've got to go somewhere else for this particular answer. I mean, if you're down on Kyle Shanahan as a fan, that's fine. But I'm not sure that Brandon Ayuk is necessarily the hill you want to die on.
Well, not using him in a passing game that basically has one functioning target named Deebo Samuel is a funny hill to die on, too.
Maybe, but it seems to me that this has been the same thing for 10 weeks now. Something's not giving here. And either Kyle Shanahan thinks his passing game is good, which I don't think he does, or he thinks that Brandon Ayuk isn't providing the thing he's looking for that would make it better.
What do you think Trent Sherfield did to go from pedestal to doghouse? Because that guy don't play no more.
Maybe he was just a myth. I mean, at some point, you either have to decide that Kyle Shanahan is an awful offensive coach and a complete failure as an analyst of talent, or you have to look at Brandon Ayuk and go, he thinks he made it when he hasn't yet, and that Trent Sherfield was just an illusion for the moment, a training camp fixation that lasted 1 week in the regular season, and then they just said, we've seen enough.
I'll tell you what I think is an illusion. Any and all hope in Mohamed Sanu being the answer. Like, I'd rather lose with Brandon Ayuk involved than what? Expect to win a lot with Mohamed Sanu out there? All coaches are arrogant, period. That's part of it. But I think Kyle is taking it to a level that you need a little bit more gravitas on your winning percentage if you're going to be this kind of guy.
Well, okay, that's all well and good, but it still doesn't answer why they've gone out of their way to make it clear how unhappy they are with Brandon Ayuk.
It's so weird.
It may not be weird if you think that Brandon Ayuk is giving them not nearly enough of what they expected of him. I mean, at some point, you have to look at the guy and go, am I really going to sit there and give this guy a bunch of run if he hasn't shown me that he deserves it?
Well,
because last year is over.
Yeah, what's deserve got to do with it? You need to win, dude.
Do you think Brandon Ayuk's going to help you win necessarily?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I think he would help this team win if you involved him.
Okay, I guess we're going to find out when they use him.
By the way, welcome, boys and girls, one and all, not just to NBA opening night, but to your 5 o'clock hour.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 in San Francisco. It's an Odyssey station.
888-957-9570. Coming up at 5:30, Warriors Live. We're going to get into it, and we're going to keep you there for about an hour. Anthony Slater is going to join us at 6 o'clock. We're going to get you to Tim Roy around 6:30 tonight, and he's going to talk you up to tip-off from Staples Center. We got Warriors and Lakers getting down tonight. It's going to be a hell of a basketball season. We're going to get into the goals collectively, individually. But like I said, we're talking a little football right here, right now. And this is put up or shut up week for the Niners. I mean, if they don't beat the Colts, what Kyle Shanahan thinks is the best thing for this team officially gets demerited. Like, what do you know about it at that point? I mean, you cannot lose to the Colts. You've gone a full calendar year without a win at Levi's Stadium. Tell me how good you are. Tell me how much you know. Tell me how brilliant you might be. And this player's not working. And that player's not working. And this guy doesn't fit perfectly. So we're going to wait for perfect, the train that never arrives. But we're going to wait. When I got Randy Moss, I'll use him. But until then, don't ask. I mean,
you're not really equating Brandon Ayuk with Randy Moss.
No, I'm saying if you can only win when you got your next Randy Moss, and you're like, when we got the next Randy Moss, we'll play him. You know, you got it. Here's the thing. You cannot complain about the players you have to coach when you pick the players.
I don't think he's – well, that's why the John Lynch thing is so compelling to me, because he could have ducked the question if he thought it was sensitive. He was trying to make a point.
He did.
And the point he seems to have made is Brandon Ayuk's not very good for us. And if that makes John Lynch, the general manager, bad, well, that might very well be. I just don't know that that's a coaching issue. I think there is also the possibility that the player isn't nearly what he was a year ago for any number of reasons. But they basically said he's not performing right now. And that, since he's not playing very much, that's got to mean he's not doing much in practice. And frankly, he's not so special that if he's going to dog it through practice, then I'm all of a sudden going to make, you know, we're going to make this easier for you. You don't have to work at practice, but we're going to throw the ball to you 10 times a game. I don't know I don't think Brandon Ayuk changes the team that much that they're willing to make an exception for him. And again, I'm just speculating because I don't know either.
Right.
You know, I know is he's out of the picture in a way that Dante Pettis was out of the picture. And Pettis just now caught his first pass of the year in the past week. So,
well, he sucks. That's his problem. Okay.
Well, then maybe Brandon Ayuk sucks too, and we just don't know it yet.
But he didn't suck during his rookie year. Dante Pettis sucked from the minute you heard his name drafted. We Niners draft Dante Pettis. He started sucking right there.
No, he had some moments before the suck
moments. Started. Not a rookie year. That was one of the best rookie years any Niner wide receiver has ever had.
Okay. All I know
with
is
backup coaches and no other targets.
All I know is this.
Or backup quarterbacks.
If it mattered, if they were seeing form from last year, they'd be playing him. I don't know what other conclusion to draw, and I don't want to sit there and dog on the guy because I don't know. But you're trying to piece together a reason why a serviceable wide receiver a year ago is now no longer in the rotation at all. And it can't be because of performance, on game day, because he doesn't do anything on game day.
Well, again, you can't do anything if you're not asked to do anything.
Well, then why are they not asking him to do anything? Do you think they forgot who he is?
I guess so. Well, in terms of his entire rookie campaign, yes, they have. That is completely so far in their rearview mirror, it means nothing to them.
Well, okay. Well, then this is 10 weeks now. You don't think he's changed at all?
I guess the whole point is tick-tock. It's desperation time. It's go time. Well, like the way that you wanted to do it, Kyle, really doesn't matter anymore. This is the way you have to do it. And you're wedded to a wide receiver that you do not like. You have one functioning wide receiver on your team. You can't go win with that, especially with your tight end out.
Well, then maybe you bring back Sherfield if you're that pissed at Ayuk.
Do it.
Okay.
Then play him.
Well, then I guess we'll find out on Sunday. I mean, I'm not defending Kyle Shanahan for this.
You love.
I'm just saying I don't understand why a seemingly simple solution isn't being employed unless there's evidence that I don't have that would suggest why he's not playing him. And the only thing I can think, because Kyle Shanahan is like every other coach, he's pragmatic beyond all measure, that Brandon Ayuk is not a very good player for him right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.